Abba Yahweh, Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before your presence and we give you Toda Rabba, Abba, for this blessed week that you have given us. And Abba, we ask you to give us guidance, understanding of your word as we come together to study for about our forefathers. Abba, Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach, te pedimos nesta hora que venha nos guiar. E te damos toda a Rabá, Abba, pela semana que nos ha dado. Guia-nos e ensina-nos, Abba, desse Torá. Pois te pedimos em nome de Yeshua HaMashiach. Amém. Amém. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Good to be back. Tov to be back.
Tov, see you all.
And as I was saying, my family, they are eager to come back as well. Nothing against my sister, no? But, you know, I know, that's why I'm saying, you know, but, you know, there is nothing like home, yes or no?
Yes. Yeah.
When you're far away, then you understand how important home is. Sometimes you are here and you don't understand that. Just, you need to go away for you to, wow, I missed, you know, I really wanted to go back. Like Ephraim, Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And last week, Elvia finished the study about Abraham, the last three trials. Unfortunately, we didn't record to put on our website. So today we are going to continue to talk about our forefathers, and we will talk about Isaac. I'm sorry, Elvia. You're not translating, I forgot that.
Estuve regresar a casa, no hay nada como casa, nada contra mi ajot, pero no hay nada como casa. Y la semana pasada, Elvia acabó el aprendizaje con Abraham. Lástima que no lo grabamos digitalmente, para ponerlo rápido en la web. Pero hoy vamos a hablar acerca de Yitzhak, en un vistazo más cercano a nuestros abuelos.
So let us open a scripture in the book of Bereshit, that is Genesis chapter 17.
Abramos nuestras escrituras a Bereshit, Genesis capítulo
17. Bereshit. Baruch Hashem Yahweh. On verse 19.
Versículo 19.
And Elohim said, "No, Sarah, your wife is truly bearing a son to you, and you shall call his name Yitzhak, and I shall establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him."
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Respondió Elohim, "Ciertamente Sara, tu mujer, te dará a luz un hijo, y llamará su nombre Yitzhak, y confirmaré mi brit con él, como brit perpetuo para sus descendientes después de él."
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. So he was the promise that Yahweh gave to Abraham.
Así que él era la promesa que Yahweh le había dado a Abraham.
That Isaac would be born through Sarah.
Que Yitzhak nacería a través de Sara.
Let us go back a little bit to verse 15.
Retrocedamos un poquito al versículo 15.
And Elohim said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, do not call her name Sarai, for Sarah is her name. And I shall bless her and also give you a son by her, and I shall bless her and she shall become nations, sovereigns of peoples. are to be born from her. And Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, is a child born to a man who is 100 years old? Or is Sarah, who is 90 years old, to bear a child? And Abraham said to Elohim, oh, let Ishmael live before you.
Dijo igual Elohim a Abraham, a Sarai tu mujer no la llamarás Sarai, mas Sara será su nombre. Y le daré braca, e igual te daré de ella hijo. Sí, le daré braca y vendrá a ser ima de naciones. Reyes de pueblos vendrán de ella. Entonces Abraham se postró sobre su rostro y se rió. Y dijo en su lev, a hombre de 100 años ha de nacer hijo, y Sara ya de 90 años ha de concebir. Y dijo Abraham Elohim, que Ishmael viva delante de ti.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So once again we see how important is the name.
Así que una vez vemos cuán importante es el nombre.
The name you have tells who you be or what's going to happen to your life.
El nombre que usted tiene indica quién es usted, quién va a ser o lo que va a acontecer en su vida.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So if your name is sadness, please change your name.
Así que si su nombre es tristeza, por favor, cámbiese el nombre.
If your name is Dolores, you gotta change that name quick.
Si su nombre es Pain, por favor, cámbiese el nombre rápido.
Because there is meaning on the name, it really happened.
Porque hay sentido en el nombre y en realidad acontece.
You see, for Sarah to become a mother of many nations, Yahweh had to change her name.
Ya ven, para que Sarah pudiera ser ima de naciones, tuvo que cambiarle su nombre.
The same with Abraham.
Lo mismo con Abraham.
His name had to be changed.
Su nombre tenía que ser cambiado.
So we realize how important is the name.
Así que nos damos cuenta cuán importante es el nombre.
Yahweh gave the name of the Messiah, of Yeshua.
Yahweh dio el nombre del Mashiach, Yeshua.
And then people changed to Jesus.
Y luego la gente se lo cambió a Jesús.
Who gave them the authority to change the name of our Messiah?
¿Quién les dio la autoridad de cambiarle el nombre a nuestro Mashiach?
Oh, we could not pronounce Yeshua.
Oh, pues no lo podíamos pronunciar.
Please, give me another excuse.
Por favor, déme otra excusa.
So, a name is very important for us.
Así que un nombre es muy importante para nosotros.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So let us pay attention to the name of Yitzhak.
Así que pongamos atención al nombre de Yitzhak.
Yitzhak means he laughs.
Yitzhak quiere decir él se ríe.
Who laughs?
¿Quién se ríe?
Abraham. Of joy, you know, Abraham was 100 years old.
De júbilo, Abraham tenía 100 años.
And when Yahweh told him that he was going to have a son, it was a dream coming true.
Y cuando Yahweh le dijo que él iba a tener un hijo, era como un sueño haciéndose realidad.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. But not only that, the name of Yitzhak, it teaches us events of the past and future.
Pero no solo eso, el nombre de Yitzhak nos enseña eventos del pasado y del futuro.
Okay, so I'll ask Elva to write it on the board so we can understand it.
Así que le voy a pedir a Elvia que lo escriba en el pizarrón para que lo comprendamos.
Okay, so it will be a yud.
Va a ser una yud.
A tzadi.
Una tzadi.
A het.
Una het.
And a kaf.
Y una kaf.
Okay, Yitzhak. Okay, now put the yud here so we can the Yud. Okay, that's the letter Yud.
La Yud, la letra Yud.
And the gematria for Ud is 10.
Y la gematria de la Yud es el número 10.
And when you see 10, what does it come to your mind?
Cuando uno ve el número 10, ¿qué viene a su mente?
Ten commandments.
10 mandamientos.
So Yahweh was telling us that through Isaac would receive the commandments of Yahweh.
Así que Yahweh nos estaba enseñando que a través de Yitzhak nosotros recibiríamos los mandamientos de Yahweh.
Was not through Ishmael, was through Yitzhak.
No sería a través de Ishmael, sino a través de Yitzhak.
And then comes the letter Tzadik.
Y luego viene la letra Tzadik. Tzadik.
And it has the value of no. 90. Let me see. 90.
Y tiene el valor de 90.
Hmm? 90. How old was Sarah?
¿Qué edad tenía Sarah?
9 years old.
90 años.
And then comes Het.
Luego viene la Het.
It's equal to 8.
Que equivale a 8.
Okay, now I'll wait for you to guess that one.
Y yo les voy a esperar que ustedes digan qué número.
Renew.
Circumcision.
Circumcision. He was circumcised on the 8th day.
Fue circuncidado en el octavo yom.
And then comes the last one, the calf.
Y luego viene la última calf.
That the numerical value is 100.
Que el valor numérico son 100.
Oh, Isaac's age. I mean Abraham's age.
Abraham. Very cool. You see, only through the name of Isaac, Yahweh was revealing everything that was going to happen.
Ven, solamente a través de Yitzhak, Yahweh está revelando todo lo que va a pasar.
Abraham would be 100, Sarah would be 90. He would be circumcised on the 8th day, and through his descendants would receive the Torah.
Él tendría 100 años, ella hubiera tenido 90, Yitzhak hubiera nacido al octavo yom, y a través de su descendencia heredaríamos los 10 mandamientos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Perdón, él iba a ser circuncidado en el octavo yom.
Amén. And you know, when Isaac was born,
y saben que cuando nació Yitzhak,
there were many people that didn't believe.
Había mucha gente que no creía.
And there were many rumors.
Y habían muchos rumores.
Saying, oh, he's not a child of Abraham.
Diciendo, él no es el hijo de Abraham.
Abraham is too old to have a child.
Abraham está demasiado viejo para tener hijos.
You know that Sarah, she went to Abimelech, took her.
Saben que Abimelech se robó a Sarah.
To his palace.
Se la llevó a su palacio.
And probably he was, he's the father of Isaac.
Y posiblemente él sería el papá de Yitzhak.
You know, many people, they do everything to say that it was not a miracle.
Mucha gente dirían cualquier cosa para decir que no era un milagro.
People find, you know, any kind of reason to say, no, it was not a miracle. It was this and this and this that happened.
La gente busca cualquier excusa para decir, no, pasó esto, esto y esto.
Just like the creation of the world.
Así como la creación del mundo.
Or of each one of us.
O de cada uno de nosotros.
The scientists say that we come from
apes.
From the apes.
Los científicos dicen que nosotros descendemos de los changos.
They did the same with Yahshua in the Talmud. They said Miriam was, you know, of a Roman soldier.
Yes.
Y dicen lo mismo de Yahshua, que Miriam fue a violada por un soldado romano.
So they try to take away the praise to Yahweh.
Así que tratan de quitarle la exaltación a Yahweh.
And create something else.
Y crear algo diferente.
But to take away the praise of Yahweh.
Solo para quitarle la adoración.
And we cannot allow that.
Y no podemos permitir.
Miracles happen.
Los milagros sí acontecen.
Miracles exist.
Los milagros sí existen.
We just need to believe.
Solamente necesitamos creer.
Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yahweh es el mismo ayer, hoy y siempre.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And if you don't believe in miracle, then you don't believe in Yahweh.
Y si usted no cree en milagros, entonces usted no cree en Yahweh.
We have to believe.
Tenemos que creer.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And that's what happened to Abraham. He believed.
Y eso es lo que pasó con Abraham. Él creyó.
And that miracle happened.
Y ese milagro aconteció.
And when the curious people came to check it out.
Y cuando las personas curiosas vinieron a checarlo.
Saying, oh, it cannot be the child of Abraham.
Ah, no, ese no puede ser el hijo de Abraham.
When they look at Isaac.
Cuando vieron a Yitzhak.
He was so like Abraham.
Se parecía tanto a Abraham.
There was no way to deny it.
No había forma de negarlo.
Was just, you know, as I told you, it happened to me when my daughter was born.
Así como cuando me pasó a mí cuando nació mi hija.
They promised, oh no, we'll call you when your wife, she begins to labor.
Me prometieron, nosotros le llamamos cuando su esposa comienza a tener la niña.
And I was there sleeping on a hard bench.
Y yo estaba ahí durmiendo en una banca dura.
And they announced my name.
Y me dijeron el nombre.
I said, oh, let me go there, it's time.
Dije,
I was kind of asleep still.
Tiempo.
When I crossed the door, came the nurse with the baby already.
So, cuando pasé por la Dalé, ya venía la enfermera con la bebé.
Oh, that's your daughter.
Ah, oh, esta es su hija.
Okay, where's my wife?
Y mi esposa.
They were supposed to call me.
Estaban supuestos a llamarme.
I guess it was too fast, no time. She was in a hurry to get out.
Creo que era demasiado rápido, ya tenía prisa por partir esa bebé.
So, I didn't see her coming out from my wife.
Así que no la vi nacer de mi esposa.
How can I know that she's really my daughter?
¿Cómo puedo yo saber si realmente es mi hija?
No. And then I went
running around.
And then I took my wife to look at the nursery where the babe stays.
Y luego, you took your wife?
Yes.
Luego llevé a mi esposa a que viera dónde están los niños.
And it was amazing.
Y era
there were many babies
asombroso.
There.
Habían muchos bebés ahí.
But all of them, they were like this.
Y todos estaban así,
chiquitos. With their nose, you know, a little bit.
Con sus narices aplastaditas.
And Paulo was the only one with, you know, pointed nose and that eyes there, you know.
Y Paula era la única con la naricita
afilada
y los ojos normales.
There was no way to tell she was not.
No había forma de no saber que no era mía.
That was the one.
Esa era mía.
And the same thing, when they came to see Isaac, they said, uh-oh. That's true, that's his.
Y cuando vinieron a ver a Yitzhak, dije, oh sí, no hay para qué negarlo.
And when they look at Sarah, Yahweh made her to be rejuvenate.
Y cuando vieron a Sara, Yahweh hizo que ella fuera rejuvenecida.
Not only to be able to give birth.
No solo para poder dar a luz.
But also to even nurse the child.
Pero igual para que pudiera amamantar al bebé.
And because people they were talking Lashon Hara.
Y por cuanto la gente estaba hablando Lashon Hara.
That is evil tongue.
La cual es la lengua malvada.
All those that had babe, their breasts dry.
Todos aquellos que tenían bebés se les secaron sus senos.
Guess what?
¿Qué creen?
They had to take the babies to whom?
Sarah.
To Sarah.
Tenían que llevarle los bebés a quién?
And Sarah had to feed all the other babies.
Y Sarah tuvo que darles de mamantar a los otros bebés.
Nice change.
He made the one who laughed at her really bow to her by giving her that honor of breastfeeding their children.
Exactly. And the bond of those babies to her.
To her, that's true. Mm-hmm. Entre más les dan, más sale, más sale.
Si dejan de darle, if you give a baby, the more you give a baby, the more that of milk that comes out.
Yeah, I don't know much about that, but you ladies do.
Yo no sé mucho de eso, pero ustedes señoras sí lo saben.
But I heard that as well, that the more you give, the more you have.
De cuanto más le da uno a un bebé, más va de uno.
And that's what happened to Sarah.
Y eso es lo que pasó con Sarah.
And last week,
y la semana pasada,
Eva was talking about the sacrifice that Abraham had to do with his own son, Isaac.
Elvia estaba hablando acerca de la ofrenda que tuvo que hacer Abraham con su propio hijo, Yitzhak.
Isaac now was 37 years old.
Yitzhak ya tenía 37 años de edad.
And Abraham, he had 137, ¿no?
Y Abraham tenía
137. And, you know, we only see Abraham's side.
Y solo vemos el lado de Abraham.
To take his child and sacrifice to Yahweh.
De tomar su hijo y ofrecerlo a Yahweh.
But come on, Isaac was 37.
Pero fíjense, Abraham tenía ya, Isaac tenía ya 37.
So he could say, hey, you're not tying me up.
Así que él podía haber dicho, tú no me vas a amarrar.
You're not killing me.
Tú no me vas a matar.
You are my father, but hey, you are getting cuckoo.
Tú eres mi abba, pero ya te estás poniendo cuckoo.
He could, you know, he could say that.
Él podría haber dicho eso.
And he could fight his father.
Y él pudo haber luchado en contra de su abba.
But instead, he knew that if it was needed for him to die, he was ready to die for all his people.
Pero él supo que si era necesario morir, él estaba listo para morir para todo su pueblo.
If his blood needed to be shed, he was ready to shed his blood.
Si su sangre tenía que ser derramada, él estaba listo para derramarla.
So we see the character of Isaac.
Así que ahí vemos el carácter de Yitzhak.
He was willing even to die for each one of us.
Él estaba dispuesto para morir aún por cada uno de nosotros.
Because he understood the Torah.
Porque él comprendía la Torah.
And even though he hadn't gone to the yeshiva.
Y a pesar de que él no había ido a la yeshiva.
That is the place where we study the Torah.
Que es el lugar a donde vamos a aprender la Torah.
But he had that love for Yahweh.
Pero él tenía esa ahava, ese aprecio por Yahweh.
And he was ready for everything.
Y él estaba listo para todo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Hashem. What about you? Are you ready for everything that takes?
¿Qué tal usted? ¿Está listo para todo lo que se requiere?
For Yahweh?
Para Yahweh?
Maybe not.
Posiblemente no.
Because, unfortunately, many of us, we pass to small trials and we already given up.
Porque tristemente muchos de nosotros pasamos por pruebas pequeñitas y ya estamos listos para darnos por vencidos.
Oh, let me try something else.
Oh, voy a intentar algo diferente.
Yahweh is not here for you to try him.
Yahweh no está aquí para que usted lo ande probando.
Yahweh is here for you to love him.
Yahweh está para que usted lo aprecie, lo ame.
Oh, let me go to that place to see if it works for me.
Oh, voy a ver ahí a ese lugar, a ver si funciona para mí.
It won't work.
No va a funcionar.
Because Yahweh is not magic.
Porque Yahweh no es magia.
You have to believe.
Usted tiene que creer.
You have to trust in him.
Usted tiene que confiar en él.
For something to happen.
Para que algo acontezca.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay. And so in that time, you know, Abraham, as you learned last week, didn't kill his child.
Así que en ese momento, Abraham, como aprendieron la semana pasada, no mató a su hijo.
And Yitzhak went to do yeshiva with Shem.
Y Yitzhak se fue a hacer yeshiva con Shem.
And he stayed there for 3 years.
Y se quedó ahí por 3 años.
And when he was 40 years old.
Y cuando él tenía 40 años.
It was time for him to get married.
Ya era tiempo para que él se casara.
So if you are 40, please get married.
Así que si tiene usted 40 años, por favor, cásese.
Otherwise you're going to be for uncle or auntie.
De otra manera se va a quedar para tío o tía.
Aunque sea en el último tren. En el último varón.
Mejor.
And you know that a man is never complete unless he gets married.
Y saben que un hombre no es completo sin que se case.
And vice versa.
Y vice versa.
So marriage is very important for our lives.
Así que el matrimonio es muy importante para nuestras hayim.
Sometimes you are going to have a bad experience with marriage.
Posiblemente alguna vez va a tener usted una experiencia mala con el matrimonio.
It doesn't mean that it's something bad.
No quiere decir que es algo malo.
It means you made the wrong choice.
Es que usted hizo tomó la decisión incorrecta.
And whenever you get married, will be a lesson for your life.
Y cuando usted se case, va a ser una lección para su hayim.
Because it's not easy.
Porque no es fácil.
You are marrying somebody that's completely different than you.
Se está casando usted con alguien completamente diferente a usted.
Opposite sex.
De sexo opuesto.
For sure, please don't come.
Por cierto, por favor, no venga.
You know, the idea of having the same one.
Con la idea de tener algo igual.
My brother was telling me that in California now it's official, you know, the same sex can get married.
Mi aj me estaba diciendo que ya en California es oficial que personas del mismo género se pueden casar.
And the first one to do a wedding to bless two male.
Y que los primeros en hacer una boda de darle la bendición a dos hombres.
It was a rabbi.
Fue un rabino.
No.
No Orthodox.
Orthodoxo.
Shameful.
Orthodontic.
He doesn't know.
Shameful, but it happened.
Vergonzoso, pero pasó.
So for sure, you know, he doesn't know anything about the Torah.
Así que por cierto, él no sabe nada acerca de la Torah.
That's why I say to you, no, must be opposite sex, okay?
Por eso les digo, tiene que ser de el género opuesto.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So we go through a lot.
Así que pasamos por mucho.
I have been married for 11 years, going for 12.
Yo he estado casado por 11 años, ya voy a cumplir 12.
I know some of you are married for 60.
Yo sé que algunos de ustedes han estado casados por 60.
Not yet. But, you know, it's been hard.
Pero es algo difícil.
And we learn a lot. Each year that pass, we learn more from each other.
Y aprendemos mucho. Con cada año que pasa, aprendemos de el uno del otro.
And it's all about humbleness.
Y se trata todo acerca de la humildad.
For you to be able to be humble and say, I'm sorry.
Para usted poder decir, hacerse humilde y decir, perdón.
Even if you're sorry, I'm sorry. No.
aunque quiera decir perdón, diga perdón.
You know, sometimes you don't want to say it loud.
A veces usted no lo quiere decir fuertemente.
In all about, you know, giving up.
Y es cosa de rendir.
In other words, you know, sacrifice.
En otras palabras, ofrecer o rendir.
And the older you grow, the better it becomes.
Y cuando usted va creciendo en edad, se va poniendo mejor.
I hope so.
Espero.
Because you get more mature.
Porque uno madurece.
And you begin to understand there are some things that you are not able to change.
Y comienza a entender que hay algunas cosas que uno no es capaz de cambiar.
You just have to let it go.
Simplemente tiene que dejarlo ir.
And keep going.
Y seguir adelante.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So let's go to Yitzhak.
Así que vamos a Yitzhak.
He had to get married now.
Él tenía que casarse ya.
Abraham said, hey boy, it's time.
Abraham dijo, oye muchacho, ya es tiempo.
You are 40 years old and...
Ya tienes 40 años.
You need a woman.
Y necesitas una mujer.
So she can help you.
Para que ella te pueda ayudar.
She can cook and wash for you? No, not really.
para que no cocine.
And she'll also agree that you're sorry when you say
matter of what.
Both parts.
She can teach you how to cook.
She can make such a great cook.
That's why his mother was 140 years old. She didn't have enough. Sarah, right? Wasn't she 140 years old? 130 years old when he got married?
She died already.
How old was she when she died?
Sarah was probably
110.
So they had already crossed the river when he's fixing to marry. The people had already entered the promised land?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Well, in fact, that was the promised land already.
Oh.
But, you know, they crossed the promised land in the time of Moshe. In the time of Moses, and you know, Moses could not even go to the promised land. But here, Abraham was already in the promised land.
Aquí Abraham ya estaba en la heredad prometida, and she was 127.
She was 127. So he was the first person that was called a Hebrew.
Porque él fue el primer hombre que se le denominó hebreo.
Okay. So let's go to Bereshit chapter 24.
Abraham. Vamos a Bereshit 24.
Abraham was the first one to be called Hebrew.
Abraham fue el primero en ser llamado un hebreo.
Okay. Let us begin from verse 1.
Comencemos desde el versículo 1.
And Abraham was old, advanced in his years, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in every way. And Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, please put your hand under my thigh, so that I make you swear by Yahweh that Elohim of the heavens and the Elohim of the earth, that you do not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay.
Era Abraham ya viejo y muy avanzado en años, y Yahweh había dado braca a Abraham en todo. Y dijo Abraham a un criado suyo, el más viejo de su casa, que era el que gobernaba en todo lo que tenía, pon ya tu mano debajo de mi muslo, y te juramentaré por Yahweh, Elohim de los Shamayim y Elohim de la Eretz, que no tomarás para mi hijo mujer de las hijas de los cananeos entre los cuales yo habito.
So Abraham made his servants to swear to him that he would take a wife for his son, not from the Canaanites.
Entonces Abraham le hizo prometer a su siervo que no tomaría una esposa de entre los cananeos.
And for you to have an idea, that vow was so strong.
Y para que tengan una idea, ese voto, esa promesa era tan fuerte.
That the hands of his servant was not under his thigh.
Que las manos de su siervo no estaban debajo de su muslo, de su pierna.
Was on Abraham's circumcision.
Estaba en la circuncisión de Abraham.
You know what I'm talking about, huh?
Ustedes saben de lo que estoy hablando.
I hope so.
Espero que sí.
He doesn't want to explain it.
Okay. No. Because the circumcision was the sign of the promise of Yahweh.
Porque la circuncisión era la señal de la promesa de Yahweh.
And why Abraham didn't want his son to take a wife from the Canaanites?
¿Y por qué es que Abraham no quería que su hijo tomara esposa de entre los cananeos?
What was wrong?
¿Qué estaba ahí mal?
Weren't they idolaters of Yahweh?
The seed had to remain pure.
They were pagans.
They were cursed. Idolaters.
They were pagans, yes, but you know that Rebecca, she was living, her father, her brother were also pagans.
Pero ustedes saben que Rebecca, donde ella vivía, su abba, su familia eran igual paganos.
So what was the difference there?
Así que, ¿cuál era la diferencia ahí?
Oh, they were cursed.
They were cursed.
Canaan was cursed.
Can I tell you what I learned?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
¿Te puedo decir lo que aprendí?
Ham, the son of Noah.
El hijo de Noah.
Uncovered his dad's nakedness, which means he saw him when he slept with someone in the tent.
Descubrió su desnudez.
Mm-hmm. And so,
de Noah.
Yahweh didn't curse Shem, he cursed his son Canaan.
Entonces, Yahweh no maldijo a su hijo Ham, sino al hijo de él, Canaan.
And then the Canaanites came from that.
Y luego los cananitas, los cananeos vienen de ahí.
And Abraham was in that land, and all the Canaanites were all corrupt because they were cursed already.
Y Abraham estaba ahí en esa era.
Is that true? Is that right?
Yes, y los cananeos true. Estaban ahí igual, pero maldecidos porque por todo eso.
And not only that also.
Y no solo eso.
Remember, Yahweh want also the seed of Isaac to remain pure.
Acuérdense que Yahweh igual quería que la semilla de Isaac se mantuviera pura.
And I see it also as, you know, let us read verse 4 so we can understand it better.
El versículo 4 para poder entenderlo mejor.
But go to my land and to my relatives and take a wife for my son Yitzhak.
Sino que irás a mi heredad y a mi parentela y tomarás mujer para mi hijo Yitzhak.
So instead he told the servant to go to his family.
Así que entonces, en lugar de eso, él le dijo que fuera al siervo, que fuera a su familia.
To his people.
A su pueblo de Abraham.
And Abraham, he knew, even though his family, they were worshiping idols.
Y Abraham sabía que a pesar de que su familia estaba adorando a ídolos.
But they were people that had been chosen by Yahweh.
Pero que a pesar de eso eran personas que habían sido escogidas por Yahweh.
People that somehow he knew that were Hebrew.
Personas que de alguna forma él sabía que eran hebreas.
If we come to nowadays.
Si venimos a estos tiempos.
You know, you should search for a wife.
Ustedes deben de buscar una esposa.
And your wife should be a believer.
Y su esposa debe de ser una creyente.
Someone, you know, when I say a believer, it's not, you know, if it would be better if to be a messianic.
Si digo creyente, estoy diciendo que sería mejor si fuera mesiánica.
But I believe that the Christians, they are the people of Yahweh.
Pero yo creo que los cristianos son el pueblo de Yahweh.
They are idolaters, yes.
Son idólatras. Sí.
Just like Rebecca was an idolater.
Así como Rebecca era una idólatra.
But they are the people of Yahweh.
Pero son el pueblo de Yahweh.
We just need to show them the right way.
Simplemente necesitamos enseñarles el camino correcto.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And we know that most of them, they are Ephraim.
Y sabemos que la mayor parte de ellos son Efraín.
That have been lost.
Que han sido perdidos.
And they just need to be found again.
Y simplemente necesitan ser encontrados de nuevo.
Like many of us.
Así como muchos de nosotros.
We were there, we were worshiping Sunday.
Estuvimos ahí adorando en el Yom de Domingo.
We were celebrating Christmas.
Celebrábamos Navidad.
But when we learned the truth, we gave up of all that.
Pero cuando aprendimos la Emet, dejamos todo eso atrás.
In order to serve Yahweh.
Para poder servir a Yahweh.
So Abraham was very concerning about the wife for his son.
Así que Abraham estaba muy preocupado por causa de la esposa de su hijo.
Because if you marry with the wrong person, I'm telling you, your life will be horrible.
Porque si usted se casa con la persona equivocada, les digo, su vida va a ser horrible.
But if you marry with the right one, it will be a paradise.
Pero si se casa con la persona apropiada, va a ser un paraíso.
With ups and downs, but a paradise.
Con altos y bajos, pero un paraíso.
Like a roller coaster.
A roller coaster. So marriage is something, you know, very serious.
Así que el matrimonio es algo muy serio.
And we need to choose the right one for us.
Y necesitamos escoger el correcto para nosotros.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So his wife should be from the same family.
Así que su esposa debía ser de la misma familia.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's keep on reading, verse 5.
Sigamos leyendo en el versículo 5.
And the servant said to him, "What if the woman refuses to follow me to this land? Do I then take her? Do I then take your son back to the land from which you came?" And Abraham said to him, "Beware lest you take my son back there. Yahweh Elohim of the heavens, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my relatives, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To your seed I give this land,' he sends his messenger before you, and he shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman refuses to follow you, then you shall be released from this oath. Only do not take my son back there."
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
El criado le respondió, "Quizá la mujer no querrá venir en pos de mí a esta Eretz. ¿Volveré pues tu hijo a la Eretz de donde te fuiste?" Y Abraham le dijo, "Guárdate que no vuelvas a mi hijo allá. Yahweh Elohim de los Shamaim, que me tomó de la casa de mi Abba y de la Eretz de mi parentela, y me habló y me prometió diciendo, 'A tu descendencia daré esta Eretz,' él enviará su Malach, mensajero, delante de ti, y tú traerás de allá mujer para mi hijo. Y si la mujer no quisiere venir en pos de ti, serás libre de este mi voto, solamente que no vuelvas allá a mi hijo."
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So here we learn something else.
Entonces aquí aprendemos algo más.